Page 12, Lighthouse 65, an award-winning coastal retreat with a Hollywood connection. Lighthouse 65 Hillhead was completed in 2011. It sits next to the Osborne View pub, 7 metres below road level, and backs straight onto the beach. The house has received numerous awards for its architecture, but for the retired couple who live there, it just feels like home. Stairway to Heaven. Few homes in Fareham are accessed via the roof, but the topography of the land places Lighthouse 65 so far below street level that only the roof is visible from the road. The entrance, a stylish glass dome, sits on the roof from where the stairs lead down into the stylish living space on the first floor and 3 bedrooms below. Taking its inspiration from traditional beach pavilions, such as the De La Warr in Bexhill, the property was designed by Winchester-based architects AR Design. Echoing the De La Warr, a wall of glass spans the entire width of the property, framing a stunning seascape of the Solent and the Isle of Wight. Furthermore, a balcony leading from the open-plan kitchen and lounge overlooks the beach below. Mr. Bond, I presume. It would be easy to imagine Judi Dench as M seated on the vast white sofa, scotch in hand, and looking out at stormy skies as she gives Daniel Craig a dressing down. And actually, he would certainly feel at home in the ensuite bathroom. Apparently, the builder knew someone who worked on the set of Casino Royale, and when it was all dismantled after filming, he was able to retrieve the elegant grey wall tiles before they were thrown away. Labour of love. For retired owners Lynn and Adrian Sproson, realising their dream of the perfect retirement home took 3 long years to achieve. It began one evening when they were strolling along the beach and spotted an Edwardian red brick house, Ingleside. They bought it in 2009. Both house and gardens were in a sorry state of neglect, having been empty for 10 years. Their vision was to demolish it and build something contemporary, making the most of the glorious coastal location. The project wasn't all plain sailing. In January 2010, a landslide on the other side of the adjacent Osborne View pub meant the road was closed for 18 months. This made it difficult for the contractors to access the site, just as work was about to begin. Because of this, they spent £100,000 reinforcing the bank and also had extra flood defences put in round the side of the house. Another challenge was finding the right contractors to turn their bold vision into a reality. The couple used several different engineers and builders during the process. However, despite a 3-year labour of love, you can just tell as they gaze out together from the balcony that it was actually all working out pretty well in the end. In fact, you might say it's all worked out perfectly. And the awards that they've been given, the 2012 RIBA Downland Prize winner, 2012 Fareham Society Design Award winner, 2013 RICS Awards runner-up, and 2013 Federation of Master Builders Award winner.